Preparations are underway for a major college sporting event in Columbus next spring. The NCAA Women's Final Four basketball will take place at Nationwide Arena in March. It's the first time Ohio State and Columbus host the competition. Cleveland hosted in 2007, Cincinnati in 1997. With me to talk about the event is the NCAA Director for the Women's Basketball Championship, Meredith Cleaver. Also here is Executive Director of the Greater Columbus Sports Commission, Linda Logan. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, happy to be here.
Meredith, you're in town to take a look at Columbus and see what the city has to offer for your fans. Why did the NCAA choose Columbus?
Oh gosh, Columbus had so much to offer our championship. The process to get here to a 2018 Women's Final Four started probably 10 years ago when Columbus was on our radar through our bid process. But what really sold us on the city was the location of it within the U.S. and how close it is to so many of our NCAA member institutions. And it has such a strong women's basketball community, a women's and girls in sport and women's and girls leadership initiatives and youth opportunities that we thought, wow, this is a really cool city. So when we came on our site visit, we got to see everything the city had to offer, from the facility where we get to crown our national champion at Nationwide Arena to the hotel communities and everything that there is to do throughout the districts.
So what do you think about Nationwide Arena and the hotel accommodations available?
Nationwide Arena has hosted a couple of our NCAA championships now, and we can't wait to be there. It is just top notch in terms of the technology, the experience of the facility staff. The size of the venue is absolutely perfect for what we're looking for. And in terms of the hotel community, every time we come, it seems there's a new property in Columbus, which we absolutely love. And we want to take advantage of that, not just through our official hotel properties, but also through our fan housing and engaging others in nearby communities and even as far as, you know, the East Coast and the West Coast to come and experience our championship. And man, are they going to have a great experience, not just in the city, but in the hotels that you all have to offer.
How many fans do you think will be coming to Columbus?
I'm Linda Logan. I think we're estimating over the three-day weekend, you know, perhaps 40,000. And that includes everybody that gets inside and buys a ticket for the big event, and also all the ancillary events that will be happening surrounding the Women's Final Four. We have the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. We hope to have close to 3,000 coaches here for that weekend as well. They're going to have their convention at our newly renovated Greater Columbus Convention Center. We also think that there's going to be a lot of ancillary activities going on, something for all ages for our community, whether it's the basketball bounce, which will be maybe 2,500 kids bouncing a basketball from Nationwide Arena to the fan fest that will be happening at Turneytown at the convention center. We know that there's going to be a reading program, so that we're going to try to engage a lot of our kids in the community to read to the Final Four. We think there'll be some great legacy programs for women in the community, something called Beyond the Baseline, as well as a lot of other activities. So what we're happy about is that there's going to be something for everyone.
What's the economic impact?
Yeah, so we're estimating about $20 million worth of visitor spending, economic impact for the community, which is great for our restaurants, our hotels, our shopping areas, our transportation areas. You're going to definitely benefit in one form or fashion with the big weekend.
What advantage do you think Columbus has, Linda?
I'm really proud of the fact that we are a very collaborative city. So I think we're able to touch so many different parts of the community, different age groups, different sectors, different parts of the business community, our government officials.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Meredith Cleaver, NCAA Director for the Women's Basketball Championship, and Linda Logan, Executive Director of the Greater Columbus Sports Commission. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you so much.